In the scripture I'm about to read, Jesus washes the feet of his disciples. In the ancient world where people mainly walked on dusty roads and sandals provided little protection for one's feet, foot washing was an act of hospitality, a way to welcome one into your home. The host would provide a basin of water, and normally the foot washing was done by the guests for themselves. But if the host was wealthy, he would summon a slave to do the task. But realize that in the world of mortals, it was never the host who washed the feet. John 13. Now before the feast of the Passover, when Jesus knew that his hour had come to depart out of this world to the Father, having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. And during supper, when the devil had already put into the heart of Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, to betray him, Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hand, and that he had come from the Father and was going to the Father, rose from supper, laid aside his garments, and girded himself with a towel. Then he poured water in a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet, and to wipe them with the towel with which he was girded. When he came to Simon Peter, Peter said to him, "Lord, do you wash my feet?" And Jesus answered him, "What I'm doing you do not know now, but afterwards you will understand." Peter said to him, "You shall never wash my feet." And Jesus answered him, "If I do not wash you, you have no part in me." And Simon Peter said to him, "Then, Lord, not my feet only, but my hands and my head." When he finished their feet and had taken his garments and resumed his place, he said to them, "Do you know what I have done for you? You call me Lord and teacher, and you are right, for so I am. If I then, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have given you an example that you should also do as I have done to you." The scriptures make it clear that at first, Peter didn't want Jesus assuming the role that was reserved for slaves. Peter couldn't comprehend that in Jesus' eyes, washing Peter's feet wasn't an act of servitude. It was an act of love. Love changes your perspective. Tomorrow, I am flying to Cincinnati to spend the week with my son, my daughter-in-law, and my 10-month-old grandson. Patrick and Jennifer will have to go to work, but I don't want Marshall going to daycare. I am willing to change the diapers and wipe away the drool and allow him to spit up on my shoulder because I think it's a small price to pay just for the chance to be with him. The problem is, I don't love very many people the way I love Marshall, the way Jesus loves everyone. You see, with love, that can change the menial into the meaningful. I haven't chosen to embrace, though, that kind of discipleship, the kind he teaches about in the scripture. And in that regard, I resemble another character in this story. Judas was sitting in that circle of disciples whose feet Jesus washed. He accepted Jesus' love, but for appearances only. It didn't transform his heart. For the scripture reads in John 13, 27 through 30. Jesus said to Judas, "What you are going to do, do quickly." So after taking the morsel, Judas immediately went out, and it was night. Judas was on his way to betray Jesus. It was the beginning of the end. Not for Jesus, but for Judas. Luckily, I still have a choice. Will I choose to love as Christ loved? Will I be a disciple? Or will I wander in the darkness? It's a choice all of us have to make.